Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, thumma salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. In this series of the program of The Key, we are going to explain some of the beautiful ahadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this hadith that today I'm going to explain, it is about the ghaiba, the backbiting, which is, we can say, emphasized a lot and even overemphasized a lot by the Ahlul Bayt, particularly by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we must try to stay away from ghaiba, refrain ourselves from ghaiba. The Prophet says that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, as-sa'imu fil ibadah, says that, as-sa'imu fi ibadatillahi azza wa jal, wa in kana na'iman ala firashihi ma lam yaghtab musliman. Qala as-sa'imu fi ibadatillahi fi ibadatin. As-sa'im is like the worshipper of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fasting person is in a state of worship, even if he is sleeping, wa in kana na'iman, even if he is sleeping, he is in the state of worship. But says that ma lam yaghtab musliman, this sa'im, the fasting person, is in the state of worship, even if he is sleeping in bed, unless or on condition that he commits backbiting. Unless he commits backbiting. It means that ghaiba or backbiting is the worst deed that what can perform in his life. Even if you are fasting, though you are in the state of ibadah, but if you commit ghaiba, backbiting, then of course this ghaiba will take you away from that state. And another beautiful hadith, again the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, though ghaiba is the worst kind of sin that one can commit, but the point here, which is really applicable and practicing kind of teaching of the Holy Prophet, is this, that Prophet says that even though ghaiba is such worst thing that no one should commit, but regarding specific people, it is allowed to backbite them. Who are they? Says that, man alqa jilbab al-hayai la ghibata lahu. Allahu Akbar. Says that backbiting is permissible. Look, this worst kind of action is permissible against those who strip away the dress of prudency, al-haya. The one who does not care about haya, man alqa jilbab al-haya la ghibata lahu. You can backbite. It means what? It means that haya and prudency and chastity and iffa is very, very significant in Islam, that we must be always take care about it and do not actually commit this. I mean, do not be careless about haya. This is the very, very beautiful hadith from the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which Prophet emphasizes on being away from ghaiba, staying away from the ghaiba, but of course it is permissible to backbite some people who are not caring about the prudency. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد